Before we get started, you should know something. I am an unlikely gardener. My grandfather could grow tomatoes with his eyes closed, but I never seemed to get it. For most of my life, I craved instant results and quick fixes. I wanted flourishing and full bloom right from the start. I preferred to skip the in-between part, the sometimes awkward waiting, tending, and growing part. So it's no surprise that I've killed a lot of plants in my life. Several years ago, during a long season of marriage challenges, I bought an orchid for my desk, thinking the colorful blooms would help me feel something other than despair. But within days, my poor little plant was withered and dying. That orchid represented my life at the time. My soil was dry and depleted, and I desperately needed sustenance. My husband Ari and I met at the gym, back in another lifetime when I was a personal trainer and he was in the Navy. We got married 5 months later in Las Vegas. Typing that never ceases to make me feel a little shocked at my own story. We had both gone through painful relationship endings shortly before we met. Neither of us was in a great place to start a new relationship, much less a serious one. But we fell for each other quickly, and when it came time for him to move to a new base across the country, we had to make a choice. Do we say goodbye or take a huge leap of faith together? We chose the latter and eloped. When the honeymoon phase ended, reality hit. We come from different faith backgrounds. Our hurried courtship and differences caused a lot of tension in our first years together. We became two ships passing in the night and even started sleeping in separate beds. I tried to fill my emptiness by throwing myself into building a business. I worked hard trying to grow something that would fill the broken places in my life, trying to prove my worth, hoping that once I did it all, once I had it all, and once I finally got it all done, I would finally feel content. But having it all done, all together.